there's a better pregnancy tip for soon-to-be dads than the one that I found in a baby book that I'm reading.
I'm so moved by
what do you.
Mean?
Isn't
that so
normal?
Moved by, no, I didn't think that you were that evolved.
To that read? Do you think I can't read?
I don't know.
You know I went to college, right? I have
Did
a degree.
You?
Yeah, I do.
I've never seen it.
I want to bring it in and hang it on the wall.
Yeah, please do.
This is proof.
Like you're a doctor.
I think it's busy crying in my room at my parents'
Aww.
House. It's TPXY, a 98PXY. You can jump into this. Want to hear from you. Your pregnancy tips for soon-to-be dads, 222-9800, the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Because I ran across one that I think so far is the best that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if there's anything better out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. And it's a thing you probably think of. You're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But to see it gives you a different perspective. And mm-hmm. that is this. Don't take it personally. Don't take it personally.
Everything.
Don't take it personally.
Okay. Interesting.
And that's put things in perspective
for me. That's hard, because I take everything personally. So I don't know how you're going to do that.
I know.
And you take things personally, too.
I know. It's, it
so
can
this
be,
is hard.
It could be a little difficult for me. But when you think about it, it's like, well, the hormones are going wild.
Yeah.
You know, they're uncomfortable. You know, certainly, again, we got into a big fight about this with the whole we're pregnant thing. You know, again, I'm not debating who has it worse here. Women have it worse here. Absolutely. So that's why the don't take it personally falls on the guy. Falls on
okay.
me. But is there anything better out there than that?
When it comes to, like, is this like when the baby is born? Are we talking about that?
Let's cover it all. Let's go. Yeah, that's okay. The full spectrum from pregnancy to birth to a little after the birth.
So this is tips for dads.
Tips for soon-to-be dads.
Dads-to-be. Mm-hmm. Everything should be equal. I mean, you guys are a team, and especially if you're going the we're pregnant route, it should be, you know, completely split down the middle. A lot of the time, some dads will sort of allocate certain duties, leave certain duties to the mom. No, I think
what do you mean?
Split right down the middle. Nursing.
Well, I physically can't.
Yes, you can. There are devices. The Mr. Milker is the number one breastfeeding
device
for men. I'm
not getting a milker.
I mean, if you were secure in your masculinity, you would.
I'm not getting a milker.
Men that are secure in their masculinity and their sexuality are willing to wear a breastfeeding device.
Plus, I'm pretty positive that it's supposed to be straight from the tap for a little while, at least.
Okay, fine, for a little while. But you have even said yourself that you are, and I think Debbins from the afternoon show has said mm-hmm. this, you're envious of the bonding experience that mothers have with the baby. So this is your opportunity to, you know, breastfeed your child, Corey.
Yeah, that's not one of them. That's not one of the things I'm envious
it's
of.
It's going to happen. Now I know.
Not,
I know what your birthday gift is going to be
not
next
gonna
year.
I'm going to get a milker.
I do, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. 222-9800. Mandy from Rochester, what's going on?
So I have advice for Corey.
Okay, yeah. So pro tips for soon-to-be dads.
Okay, so you need to take care of her. Let her take care of the baby.
Okay.
You need to take care of mom. She's going to be crazy.
I don't agree with that. I definitely think that the dad needs to be doing just as much for the baby as
well,
the mom.
Well, there's certain things that I physically can't. Like, I can't breastfeed.
Okay, so in that case, you can do something else in addition. Or like, she's breastfeeding. You can't do that.
Right.
But there's other things you can do to make up for that.
Well, yeah, everything she asked me to do.
Everything.
Isn't this what she's...
No, I don't agree with that either. I think it should be equal. I don't think it's like anything she asks you to do. Like, you're not a slave, but I think it should be
equal. Yeah, you kind
equal.
Of are.
No.
No, I mean, no, you kind of are.
No, equality.
You should
no.
be, right? Mandy?
Yeah, you just need to emotionally be there for her and just do as much as you can for mom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting training in that, I think, now just with the fact that she's pregnant
exactly.
because I'm certainly doing a lot for her, and anything she asks, I try to do it if I can and not complain too much about it. Because, again, the pro tip that I read was don't hold it against them. That's the biggest one that I've been told.
Oh, yeah, all the hormonal.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's stuff.
Right.
You know,
sure.
when I can't find the proper shirt that's in the dryer that I put in and wasn't supposed to because there's a bunch of other stuff in there, you know,
yes.
when she loses her mind, you know, don't hold that against her, for instance. Completely
exactly.
out of the book. Definitely didn't
sure.
happen. Mandy, thanks for the phone call.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Some tweets coming through. We have Shannon saying, always have ice cream on hand. That one definitely is coming into play
sure.
now as well. 222-9800, Haley's Team PXY. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
What's your advice?
So my best advice would probably be help her out when she gets home because either via C-section or a vaginal birth, she is going to be in pain and not want to get up 24/7.
Yes.
Yeah, no. You know, you don't ever really, you don't hear as much about that aspect of it. Like when
the recovery?
When you come home and like, I don't know, you never, it's always like, okay, the baby's here, back to normal life. But like, yeah, there's some downtime.
It's like, it's what, like, what, like a 6-week recovery from that?
Wow.
Yeah, and it's painful. Especially having to get up every night if the dad doesn't wake up.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to get a lot of nudges to the side from a very pointy elbow I don't wake up immediately.
Well, and it's going to be tough because you work different hours with this mm-hmm. job. I mean,
maybe
you get up at the time the baby will probably be waking up.
Right, yeah. Haley, I don't know the answer to this question. Maybe you do. Can you take like certain painkillers after you give birth to the child? Because I know while you're pregnant, you can't take Advil.
If she's breastfeeding, she can only take Tylenol.
Oh, that's going to be a problem.
Why?
Doesn't like Tylenol.
Because it goes through her breast milk.
Okay.
You can't take ibuprofen?
No.
You have to take Tylenol. Because there's aspirin, no ibuprofen.
Oh
yeah, there's
God.
A certain chemical in it. Yeah, Whitney's cringing over here.
Oh my God.
Haley, thanks for the phone call on the tip. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I need to adopt. I can't do this.
Thinking about it?
This is making me nervous.
222-9800. Steven from Fairport.
Hey.
Do you have a pro tip for soon-to-be dads?
Oh, yeah. Make sure that you do the diapers, too. It's not just her mess.
Wait a second. Are there guys out there that don't? How do you get away with that?
Ew.
Oh, yeah. There's guys that are macho that refuse to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's not cool.
How is that a macho thing? I don't
get
it.
You would think that if they were macho, they'd be like, yeah, I can deal with feces.
I think they're Republican. I'm sorry to go political.
Steven, thank you for the call. Yeah, that's not flying in our house. I mean, it would fly. There would be diapers literally flying up my face if I refuse to change one.
Oh, yeah.
No, not happening.